Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Power Hour. It is that time of day again, wherever you're sitting. The most powerful radio is about to soak into your mind and your soul, and we're going to invigorate you, activate you, educate you, but most importantly, protect you in this wild, wild world that we live. My name is Gary Franchi. I'm sitting in for Joyce Riley. Sitting with me in studio today is Josh. What's up, man?
Good morning, Gary. It's great to be here. Another powerful 3 hours of radio. I'm excited.
So am I. We have all of your news, the news that you can use, the news that you... Well, the stories behind the stories, I think, is probably the most... I guess that's the best way to put it. Because you can read headlines or you can read between them. And that's something that we excel in. Here, because when you when you watch the news, you see the news readers sitting there on the screen, reading their teleprompters, their script writers behind them, their producers surrounding them, pointing at the flashing lights. What happens is those news stories are just read as they receive them. What we do here, what's different about what we do here, is that we have the long train of news. So when we talk about a story, we place it into the context of the greater news that is happening in the world. And we're able to see trends. We are able to see, global situations for what they really are. We're going to talk about what happened in Yemen. That aircraft carrier, the USS Roosevelt, heading to the Gulf of Aden. We spoke about this on Monday, about the Iranian armada of 9 ships heading to Yemen.
Well, wait a minute, Gary. I thought the Iranians were our friends now.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought we were making deals with them and holding hands and...
Well, apparently something else is going on behind the scenes, so we're going to talk about that. We've also got the saber rattling is continuing in Europe. Wait till you find out what is happening in Poland. Also, the Greek economy. What's happening there? The Grexit. Is the euro about to collapse the eurozone? George Soros thinks so. Some curious information about that ISIS video, about the beheadings. Josh, I actually watched it. I found it and I watched it.
I know, I did too. And I mean, whether it's fake or not, it's awful. You know, just, but it's so produced. I mean, it's like Hollywood.
I have to hand it to those guys. They know how to produce video, man.
They really do. They've got some well-trained videographers, I'd say.
They got Steadicams and beautiful graphics packages. I mean, they know what they're doing. They got awesome soundtrack. I got to get the soundtrack for those videos. I don't mean to make light of it. It's a very, very serious situation. So we'll talk about that. Also, Fukushima in the news again. Also, we got a lot of U.S. news today. Trans-Pacific Partnership. Oh, boy.
Yeah, not good.
More trade barriers being reduced in the name of prosperity.
Because it's worked so well in the past.
Yeah. Furthering the steps to bring us into a third world nation. We have to equalize ourselves with the world, Josh.
Absolutely. Bring us down.
You have too much water in your toilet bowl and your incandescent bulbs. You need to get rid of them, Josh.
We have some great guests today, too, don't we, Gary? Second hour, we're going to be talking with Matt Yankee of Planet Earth Products. We've got a new product at the Power Mall we're going to be discussing. And who's on in third hour, Gary?
Edwin Vieira. We're going to talk about the secrets of the militia. Stick around. We're going to hit the news right after this quick break.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Kimmy Franchi sitting in for Joyce Riley, riding shotgun in studio with me is Josh. What's up, man?
Good morning, Gary. It's great to be here.
It's great, to be here. Yeah, we got a great show lined up today. We were just getting into some of the guests we were telling you about. Not just the news, but also we're going to talk about the constitutional militia, Dr. Edwin Vieira, in the third hour. Awesome, awesome topic. The constitutional homeland security. Quite the contrary to what we have in this massive bureaucracy that is the United States government. But before we get into all that, let's talk about what's happening in the world around us. Let me clear my throat. Operation Decisive Storm in Yemen has ended. A new phase underway.
Yeah. So all of a sudden it's over, huh? Yemen's peaceful. Here we go.
Yeah, they're moving into something called now Restoring Hope. That's Operation Restoring Hope. So we go from Decisive Storm to Restoring Hope. I love how the Saudis have these operation titles like we do.
Right. You know, where do they get their names, I wonder?
You know, Enduring Freedom. I remember they had to change one of the names. The U.S. Military operation had to change the name because it was too aggressive.
It was, well, and there was one. It was the one for Iraq was going to be Operation Iraqi Liberation, but that, you know, was an acronym. The acronym was, is it acronym? Right? OIL. O-I-L. Yeah. So they changed it. Yeah.
Yeah, coincidentally. The Saudi-led military coalition has completed Operation Decisive Storm against Shia Houthi rebels in Yemen. A statement by Saudi military command cited by local media says all goals set by the Decisive Storm operation have been achieved. These include the destruction of ballistic missiles the Houthis had taken control of. The decision to end the offensive comes following a request by the Yemeni government, according to the Saudi-led coalition spokesman. Oh, I get it. So Yemen just says, hey, guys, can you stop the operation? And Saudi goes, yeah, sure, we can do that for you.
Yeah.
What? That doesn't make any sense to me. The anti-Houthi campaign is now switching to a new phase, codenamed Restoring Hope. The statement said.
So we're going to bomb you, then we're going to give you some hope. We're going to kill at least 9. The World Health Organization said they kill at least 944 people have been killed and over, 3,400 people injured during the month-long conflict. It's really easy to go and bomb, the poorest Middle East country over there and just say, oh, now we're going to give you some hope.
Hope and change.
Hope and change.
Hope and change.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what you got going on over there. So what? This is what really freaks me out. As I'm going through the news last night, I'm seeing all these headlines. USS Roosevelt heading to the Gulf of Aden. Now, when a carrier moves into position, it's not just like one single carrier. There's a carrier group. There's support ships. There's frigates and all kinds of things that are required to maintain that ship. It is a floating city.
Right.
And just last year, USS Roosevelt was running tests of unmanned drones, unmanned aerial drones, like big ones. I'm not talking about Predators. I'm talking about, F-16 size drones.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They look terrifying. Like, it looks like it has like a single eye on the front.
Hmm.
It's really terrifying stuff. So this carrier group is moving into the Gulf of Aden, and now to head off the armada of ships coming from Iran. Now, here's where it gets really, really freaked out. The White House says that they're not going to. They're just going there to ensure free commerce.
Right.
But, strangely enough, though, but that's how we do commerce here in America. You have to buy health care at a barrel of a gun.
There you go.
So we're going to send a battleship and a carrier group over to the Gulf of Aden so that we can ensure commerce at the barrel of a gun over there, too. However, there are conflicting reports saying that this aircraft carrier is specifically going to intercept the arms shipments that are coming from Iran to reinforce the Yemen crisis.
I mean, are they going to board and investigate and, actually find out if they are carrying weapons, or are they just going to bomb them out of the water and start World War III?
Yeah, World War III, I think,
That's the way we're going.
Yeah, I think we need to move the hands of the doomsday clock 1 minute closer to midnight. And what will probably happen is these ships will sit across from each other, and they'll just stare each other down. It'll be like a game of chicken. It'll be like the Cuban Missile Crisis, when the Russians were coming down to Cuba and we had a blockade of Cuba.
I mean, it's like a game of chicken. How long can they sit there just waiting? How long can a carrier group stay in water, without having to get supplies or anything?
Oh, they can go ahead and they can stay and play for a while, man.
Right. Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. So that's what's happening there. Escalations are continuing to rise. It's like, dude, just stay out of it, man. Just stay out.
I know. Is it since when is it our place to police the world? Oh yeah, I forgot. It is now.
Well,
so
that's yeah.
Go ahead, Gary.
Well, I was going to take us into Europe now because Poland is buying U.S. Patriot air defense systems.
Wow.
So Poland thinks something's going on. Just days after Russia lifts sanctions on Iran and prepares to send its S-300 missile defense system, it appears Washington has retaliated. As TASS reports, Poland on Russia's doorstep, has decided to buy a U.S. Patriot air defense system made by Raytheon for a total cost of around $9 billion.
Wow.
$9 billion. Man, just break me off some.
Yeah.
Just, you know, just can I get some crumbs, please? The U.S. proposal has been found to be more profitable from the viewpoint of Poland's security and implementation of commitments within the NATO framework. Washington, keen to ensure Warsaw has signed up with Raytheon, has decided to loan Poland a battery of Patriot missiles until the deal is signed. So here you go. We'll send all these Patriots on loan until you sign the deal. You send us $9 billion. And now, yeah.
Poking the bear, man. Right on their back. Oh, it's craziness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, man, something is going on. Something in this world is happening. I mean, we have been reporting on this, that I keep going back to it. Cheyenne Mountain, they're ready for an EMP attack.
Right.
The Federal Reserve is moving out of New York, moving key operations to Chicago. Okay? Jade Helm is taking place in 10 states.
You know, you can look at these individual stories and say, oh, that's, you know, that's strange. But when you start putting them kind of together, I mean, not that we have a full picture or anything, but you start, you know, a picture starts kind of coming into shape. And it's just, it's a little worrisome, I got to say. But, so you know, I don't operate in fear. We shouldn't operate in fear. You know, I think what's important right now is to do what you can to prepare for something, you know, whether it's storable foods or whatever, and just, you know, love the people around you, you know.
That's what it comes down to.
Absolutely. We are heading, I mean, obviously, you start putting these stories together, we're heading into some, you know, worrisome times. And so I think the best thing is to operate in love still and realize what's important right now.
Yeah, I don't want to spread fear. That's the one thing I don't want to. I want people to be aware.
Right.
And it's a matter of maintaining awareness. A lot of people will be like, oh, you're just spreading fear and doom and fear porn, you know. People like to throw those words around when you talk about these things, but what else are you going to call this when you have all these situations happening around the world?
Right.
Economic collapse blog. Grexit remaining in the Eurozone is no longer the base case for Greece, according to the Wall Street Journal. Greece staying in the Eurozone is no longer the base case for European officials, and one even told the journal that literally nothing has been achieved in negotiations with the new Greek government since the Greek election almost 3 months ago. In other words, you can take all of that stuff you heard about how the Greek crisis was fixed and throw it out the window.
Wow.
Over the next few months, a big chunk of Greek government bonds held by the IMF and the European Central Bank will mature. Unless negotiations produce a load of new cash for Greece, there will be a default.
Man. You know, and you know, it's just the first domino, I think, when it comes to the EU.
Mm-hmm.
And Greece, you know, Greece is getting a little buddy-buddy with, who's that again? Oh, yeah, Russia?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sides are being drawn. Lines are being drawn.
I got family over there right now.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
I hear it's a good time to travel to the EU.
Oh, yeah. The euro's down against the dollar. You can head over to Greece. You know, when they flip over to the drachma, I guess, you know, it'll be a really good time to go to Greece. Just stay away from the heavily populated cities where there might be rioting. Stay in the villages next to the beaches and drink your coffee.
Man.
So, this ISIS video, 21st Century Wire, says a newly released ISIS video allegedly depicts some 30 Ethiopians being executed in two separate locations in Libya. However, one should take note that this highly produced propaganda video fails to provide any conclusive or remotely credible evidence of a crime scene. The terror installment said to have been carried out by ISIS militants entitled Until There Came to Them Clear Evidence was reportedly released by Al Furqan Media, a media arm linked to the notorious Al Hayat Media Center, the official media outlet for all sanctioned ISIS propaganda. Now, Well, I don't want to spend too much time on it right now. We're gonna get into that topic in the next segment.
Yeah, there are some interesting things we need to discuss about it.
ISIS video, faked beheadings. We'll talk about that on the flip side of this break. I'm Gary.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Gary Franchi sitting in for Joyce Riley. Riding shotgun with me in studio is Josh. What's up, man?
Hey, Gary. Just trying to figure out what in the world's going on.
Decrypting the world events is what we're doing here at the Power Hour. And right now, one of the top stories is this ISIS video. Came out on Sunday. And now everybody is looking at it frame by frame, analyzing all the moments and elements of it. And there's talk of it actually being faked, staged, sort of a Hollywood-style production. At this point, I cannot confirm that it's fake. I can't confirm that it's real. I mean, it looks pretty real to me.
It's extremely disturbing. I mean,
I've seen a lot of beheading videos, and I've seen execution videos. I've seen these things. I've analyzed them. I mean, you watch these ISIS soldiers marching along the sea. And a lot of people are like, oh, these are green screen videos. Well, you know, I don't think this was a green screen job at all. I think you can't just green screen an ocean and right, have people green screen water on your feet. It just doesn't work.
Footprints in the sand, I mean.
Yeah, you can't do that. It doesn't happen. Now, the reactions, oh, Lord, the reactions on the faces of these men as they're being decapitated is horrendous. So, I mean, even if it is a fake video, a wag the dog scenario, sure. Yeah, I think you could certainly make that case if you want to. But at the same time, why would ISIS not make a real video?
Well, you know, that's what one of the comments was like, why fake this? I mean, you know, they can, like, there's not people who they view as expendable, you know? Like, they couldn't just go out and murder 30 people and film it.
Well, I think also the case is that people believe that maybe this is shot on a Hollywood soundstage with the help of the Department of Defense to further justify, war against ISIS. To drum up support. I mean, these things happen all the time. We know about false flags, and with the power of video, I know how powerful video is. I know what you can accomplish with it. Now, there's the case against this video is there's multi-cam shots and steady cams and the proportion of the soldiers to the height of the captives.
That's really interesting to me. I mean, these guys look like giants. You know?
They do. They do look pretty big, but you also got to think, these men are hunched over. They're, you know.
Yeah, but even, I mean, I'm looking at a picture right now, and even, like, on the website, and even if the guy stood up straight, he might be, you know, up to the soldier's shoulder.
Well, I mean, what if these, I'm just going to play devil's advocate here. What if these soldiers are, you know, these are the best soldiers. These are the biggest and strongest soldiers, so they're the ones they're going to put out in front of the camera.
Like engineered super soldiers.
Well, I think there can certainly be a case made for the faking of the video, but at the same time, it's like, you know, I think ISIS has no problem decapitating people.
Right.
And they're going to do what they want to do, and these videos serve their own purposes as well, to create more terror and fear in the hearts of men.
Yeah. Hmm.
So,
I would not recommend people going and watch this unless you absolutely feel the need to do so. I got to say, it was quite, you know, I've seen a few of the beheading videos, and, you know, some of them, and I'm not talking about the produced ones, you know, I'm talking about, like, people filming with their phone on the street, you know, it's just, they're awful, and it's quite, you can't unsee these things.
No, you can't. I mean, I still have that guy's face emblazoned in my mind's eye, and it's horrifying.
Right. So maybe they did their job, you know?
Yeah.
Man.
It's a tragedy, nonetheless, and I'm sure as the days and weeks move on, more videos like this will surface. There will be more debate on the validity of these videos.
Right.
So we'll continue to follow that for you and bring you that information as it becomes available. Moving on to Fukushima. Pumps at Fukushima plant halted. Toxic water leaking into the ocean. Oh, boy. Russia Today. All the 8 water transfer pumps at Fukushima number 1 nuclear power station have been shut down due to a power outage, leading to a leak of radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean. The plant's operator said. TEPCO reported this power outage on Tuesday. So, more water, radioactive, leaking into the Pacific. We'll be right back. We'll complete that story.
Yes.
On the flip side of this quick break. Stick around. You're listening to the Power Hour. I'm Gary.
This is Josh.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hour Radio Show. 33 minutes after the hour, sitting in with Gary Franchi. Joyce is taking a little time off, and I wanted to mention some awesome specials we have going on. We really need your help out at the Power Mall. You know, the way we stay on the air is obviously, you know, we take no corporate sponsorship, so we need your help. And the way we do that is by offering specials on the best products that we can find. And right now we have going on, of course, the Free Mind films are still on sale. We have the Garden Seed special. You know, it's time to start planning. We have the vegan burgers, the Numana Storable Foods. If you guys haven't tried this, it is time to try it and get stocked up. We also have the new product coming out called the Organisil Pure Silica products. We also have the jungle peanuts, the Incan berries, and the mulberries are 10% off. If you guys haven't tried those berries, they are absolutely awesome. We have today special, when you place an order of $200 or more, we have six of these sets available, and they are four stoneware salad dessert plates, and they got roosters on them. So they're beautiful. They're real thick and heavy. You guys need to take advantage of this. We have some other gift packages available. There's a dessert dish special, three books and two dishes, $40 value for only $25. Let's see. The stainless steel cocktail shaker is still going on. We have $95 value for only $70. And when you order $100 or more, you get two free Oneida steak knives. They are nice. They're heavy. They're wood-handled. So when the Power Mall opens up at 8 o'clock, you guys need to give them a call, 877-817-9829. That is 877-817-9829. Appreciate your help.
Thank you for that, Josh. Yes, the Power Mall is the engine of this program. If you love what we do, and I know you do, you love the news, you love the commentary, you love the guests that you won't see on the mainstream media. We bring people onto this show who deserve to have a voice that you can hear. And this is one of the only ways that can happen. So support the program. Go to the Power Mall. Get the specials. I can't press it enough. Market prices right now, gold is literally 30 cents under 1,200. That's from the New York Mercantile Exchange. It's at 1199.80. Oh, it just went up. Silver is at 1596. Bitcoin is at 231.84, and oil is at 56.43 a barrel. Did you know that you can listen to this program? There's so many ways, Josh. I'm looking at the list, and it's amazing. GCNLive.com, TalkStreamLive.com, Global Star Satellite. You can listen if you don't have radio, if you don't have satellite. You can listen on your phone at 605-562-7700.
That's
you can
awesome.
Listen, yeah. So, like, a lot of times offices will lock down your ability to surf the web and go to certain websites. So if they're going to lock out GCN Live and streaming audio from that, well, then all you got to do is just open up a line on your phone, your cell phone, or even your desk phone, and call that number. You can listen to the show, 605-562-7700. Texas Liberty Radio, TXLR.net. There's even an iPhone and Android app and a Power Hour app. Look it up. Open up your iPhone store or your Google Play store, and you can pull the app down and listen to the show there. Shortwave Radio. 7.490 is one of the frequencies, 7.490 and 13.845.
And both of those are live, and then there's a replay at 4.840 from 2 to 5 a.m. for all you early birds.
And then, of course, the 9 p.m. news hour is 4.848. Shortwave radio is pretty cool.
Oh, man, that's how I found them. I just happened to find the Power Hour just scrolling through a shortwave one night or one morning. And, you know, there's tons of frequencies. And so it's just amazing how it happened. I just heard Joyce's voice and got hooked, you know.
Now, she does have a voice, doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
You can also go to, if you're looking for an AM/FM affiliate station, and we're like on 25 stations or more.
Yep.
You can go to thepowerhour.com and look in the frequently asked questions section, and you can find the affiliate. Out here, where I'm outside, just outside of Chicago, and WMAQ, I believe, is the station that we're on here. So you can listen to us. Also, archive shows. If you don't know about the archive, you can. This is what I love about the Power Hour. They have an email blast. So rather than me having to go seek out all the links and all the resources, it comes to me in my email. So even after I do the show, when I don't have time because I'm researching a million things or I'm chasing my kids around or something, I get a little ding on my phone and then I see the Power Hour email. And I can actually download the MP3 of the program right into my phone, and I pop my headphones in, and I can listen to myself and say, man, Gary, is that what you really sound like?
Yeah. I know. It's so weird to hear yourself on the radio.
It really is. But it makes you better. It makes you better.
It does, yeah.
And that's what we want to do here. We want to make people better.
And that email blast, I got to say, is awesome. Catherine does an amazing job. You know, you get all the news. You get the songs that are played on, you know, the Yahweh song on Friday. You get the replays of the shows. It's quite a resource.
When I first got it, When I first got it, Josh, I was like, I couldn't believe there's something for everybody in that. It's bigger than the show. It really is. it expands into so many different areas. And it also has the news that we cover here. Sometimes we don't get to all the news because there's so much happening in the world.
Right.
So make sure you get to the powerhour.com. Get on the email list. It is an essential element of your daily edification for truth. Back to the news. Pumps at Fukushima plant. Okay, so this is what we were just talking about before the break. More nuclear water is dumping into the Pacific Ocean. 100 tons of highly radioactive water. 100 tons of radio, highly, not doesn't the article doesn't say radioactive, it says highly radioactive water.
Hmm.
Accent on the highly. Josh, what was that story you found about the...
Oh, I was telling you that the sea creatures dying off the coast of California. One from last, I believe, January said that like 98% of the seafloor of off California is covered with dead sea creatures. And I'm sitting looking at an e-news column right now from the 15th of January, and it has 1, 2, 3, 4, like 10 different articles about, you know, mass animal die-off. And so I'm sure it's just coincidence that we have this nuclear problem being dumped into the oceans, and then we have the, sea life, mass sea life death. It's just, it's awful. You can spend days looking at videos of these, animals washing up on the coast of California, and it's awful. I don't even know what to say about it. You know, there doesn't appear to be an answer for this problem.
You know, I'm reminded of isn't there like a scripture? It says like, half the sea life of the
one third of the sea, yeah.
One third of the sea.
Yeah.
Man.
Coincidental, I'm sure.
Yeah, coincidental, sure, yeah. If you're a faith-based person and you're believing, you might want to pray.
Yeah, okay. Pay attention.
Pay attention.
Yes.
Back to, let's bring it stateside now. We've got some U.S. news. The TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, allows for the free flow of workers between countries to create a cheap labor pool for corporations. Unrestricted immigration, people. Unrestricted immigration. What is going on? Josh, I think we need to just get out the eraser and just erase the borders of our nation.
We act shocked about it, but that happened a long time ago. You know, we've been seeing this unrestricted immigration going on, the past how long? You know, Reagan gave amnesty to millions, so...
And this is part of a greater plot. Okay, we've talked about the North American Union before. You know about the Amero, the proposed currency for North America. But you brought up Reagan. It was back during his campaign when he ran in 79. He said that he was going to work towards greater relations between Canada and Mexico. He was one of the guys that said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to bring about this new market. And we've seen the progression of it ever since that day.
Right.
And it doesn't matter who's in the White House. It doesn't matter if it's Bush or Clinton or Obama, or maybe the next time it'll be Bush or Clinton.
Again, I mean, I just can't believe it.
Yeah.
Do we really need another one? I wanted to mention on this article from legitgov.org about the TPP. Did you read the last sentence? It's like the scariest sentence of the whole article. It says, this means literally that Congress would not have the authority to restrict immigration because a treaty supersedes a statute under our Constitution. Oh, man. Yeah, so once again, our Congress is just inept.
Hands are tied.
Yep. Nothing we can do. Sorry.
So let's see what he says here. The free flow of workers between countries, essentially creating a backdoor to unrestricted immigration. This is a political commentator, Dick Morris, said, I don't think that people understand that in this deal, which is a trade agreement among Australia, Malaysia, Vietnam, Japan, Canada, and the United States, Mexico, Peru, Chile, there is a provision for free flow of workers, just like in the European Union. They're doing it, folks. They are making the North American Union. It's happening. It is happening right before our eyes.
It's well beyond the North American Union. Obviously, it's a worldwide union.
Well, Australia, Malaysia, Vietnam, Japan. Okay, so all these folks, they're going to come from Australia, Malaysia, Vietnam, Japan. They're just going to come over here and just start working?
Okay. Because we have so many jobs, Gary, don't you know?
Well, these are jobs that Americans don't want, Josh. You know the drill.
Yeah.
These are only jobs that Malaysian people want here in America.
Wow.
Unbelievable. The North American Union is happening.
Absolutely. And so the next story is great because we need to start seeing states taking charge of their own borders, you know, these border states. And so we have the Texas Senate is passing $811 million border security measure. What do you think about that?
Breitbart says members of the Texas Senate passed a border security measure that significantly raises the level of spending in the state's effort to secure the Texas border with Mexico. That's like, okay, I hope Texas, you guys, secure that border, man. Well, don't let this whole North American Union thing come to fruition. I don't know. I mean, what's it going to take?
Right.
Militias on the border? I don't know. So the bill SB3 by Senator Brian Birdwell of Granbury, he's a Republican, passed with massive bipartisan support in a vote of 26-4. In the absence of the federal government's constitutionally mandated duty, the state of Texas has shouldered the burden of stopping human trafficking, illegal drug and weapon smuggling, and the influx of dangerous criminals and potential terrorists. So on one hand, the Fed is working deals to create unrestricted immigration. On the other hand, the states are stepping up.
I hope so. I mean, you know, they're kind of, obviously, Texas is not going to stop Malaysians from coming over, but maybe they can secure their own border. That would be awesome.
The Justice Department said on Tuesday now there's going to be an open investigation into the death of Freddie Gray, the 25-year-old black man who was rushed to the hospital with a severed spinal cord after being chased and arrested by the police.
This absolutely needs to happen. That was one of the most awful videos I've seen. Watching this guy's legs just flop around while the police are abusing him is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It's obvious something's wrong. People's legs don't flop like that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I hope there's justice there.
I hope so, too.
All these police brutality issues are just insane. Thank God we have cell phone cameras. Thank God people are out there with their camera phones. Folks, when you're out there in the street, please have your phone at the ready. Capture the crimes as they occur. It doesn't matter if they're wearing a badge or not. Get that stuff on YouTube. Spread it around. Send it to us, to the Power Mall. Power Hour.
Yeah.
Power Hour. We'll talk about it. We will bring light to the topic. That is what this show is about.
I would say that anytime you have a run-in with law enforcement, you should be either filming or have your sound recorder on. Just for protection.
Absolutely. What about those Walmart closings? There's a lot of curious things happening there. Kurt Nemo is reporting it's due to labor activism. Recent Walmart store closings are not due to plumbing issues or even military exercises, as some have speculated. According to the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union, the closure of five stores is a response to labor activism at a store in Los Angeles. The union has filed a claim with the National Labor Relations Board and wants the government to force the corporation to rehire employees laid off during the closings. Walmart has targeted this store because the associates have been among the most active associates around the country to improve working conditions. The union claim states that, this is from the New York Times, Walmart, however, is sticking to the plumbing story. Okay. All right. Let's take a look at this now. You work at Walmart, and you don't like your conditions there. So you decide that you're going to have a union meeting, and you're going to fight for better conditions at your store. I've been there before. Believe me. Believe me, I have. Lost my job for it. I could tell that story another time. But so the unions and people stand up. So instead of saying we're going to kick all you guys out, we're going to leaky faucet in the men's room, and we're just going to shut the whole store down. Think about the cost-benefit analysis of that decision.
Well, you know, there's something economically going on with Walmart because I saw a story where it was either Japan or China. They are, I think it was Japan, shutting down like 20 Walmarts there.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, that is a lot of revenue just going to be lost.
Plumbing issues?
You're right. 20 stores. Oh, man.
Maybe that radiation from Fukushima getting into the plumbing at Walmart.
There you go. I guess we'll see what happens. I don't, you know, it's still very strange that all of a sudden five stores in the U.S. would have plumbing issues at the same time.
So what else is going on in the world? College students are forced to take feminist re-education course to enroll. Paul Joseph Watson, Prison Planet. College students in America are being forced to undergo three-hour feminist re-education courses before they are even allowed to enroll in their classes. The course is provided by a for-profit company called We End Violence, which says its mission is based on 50 years of feminist anti-violence work. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Re-education in America happening right now, North American Union, of course. And you're listening to The Power Hour. I'm Gary.
This is Josh.
We'll be right back.
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Gary Franchi sitting in for Joyce Riley. Riding shotgun today in studio with me is Josh, man. What's up?
Good morning. Crazy world.
Always is. Butterflies and unicorns and rainbows. So before we went to break, we were just getting into this story about college students being forced to take feminist re-education courses.
Hmm.
This is I guess it was posted at bodybuilding.com, a forum, about this student who said, hey, you know, this group, We End Violence, says its mission is based on 50 years of feminist anti-violence work and is designed to challenge men and masculinity. I don't know why. I mean, why, if we're all supposed to have be embracing all this diversity and the differences that we all have, men and women are, they are chemically and physically different.
Absolutely.
I mean, scientifically. And it has nothing to do with, you know, a bias or an agenda. That's just how we're made up. You know, men have testosterone. They have more testosterone than women. That creates a different response in the world. You know, it's all based on hormones and, I mean, come on. How, you can't challenge what is designed.
Right. But what you can do is make men walk around in red high heels, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there was an event. All right. U.S. Army cadets were ordered to walk. This is walk a mile in heels. This comes from Sputnik News. You guys check the story out because you're going to see guys in camo in their fatigues walking around in red high heels. An event where male-identifying individuals, what does that mean, strapped on high heels to raise awareness about rape, sexual assault, and gender-based violence was held on Monday at Arizona State University. Few would deny the event's good intentions, but some are not too pleased by the ROTC's alleged mandatory involvement. So they made these guys walk around in high heels. Just unbelievable. Didn't have a choice.
Boots were made for walking.
Right.
In fact, that's what they'll do, right?
No wonder morale is, you know, so far down. You're forcing these guys. I wouldn't want to walk around in high heels. I mean, I'm sure there may be some guys out there that would, and that's fine if you want to do that. But to force someone to do something like this is just, it's not okay to me.
Yeah. I'm speechless, really. What's the purpose of it, though? What's their agenda? What are they trying to accomplish? Like, is this supposed to help people be sympathetic for women in high heels?
You know, is that not all women wear high heels? Is there not a better way to go about that?
You make a good point. Not all women wear high heels, folks. That's a, now they're stereotyping. They're stereotyping women.
Yeah.
Time for someone to take a re-education class on feminism.
Oh my God. Well, you know, apparently if you want to go to college, you're going to have to do that. So.
Mm-hmm. What else is happening in the world here? Ben Swan reporting. Without warrant, cops block cannabis oil activist Shona Banda from entering her own home. Cannabis oil activist and Crohn's disease survivor Shona Banda captured video of the moment that she arrived at her home to find police officers and bureaucrats from the Kansas Department for Children and Families searching through her front and backyard. Officers on the scene at the time, they didn't have a warrant. They denied her the right to enter her own home, despite the fact that a child in her care needed diabetes medication that was located inside the home.
Wow. That is unbelievable. No warrant. Just, you can't go in your home, because we're here.
Yeah.
And we have big, scary guns. So
we have big, scary guns and SWAT patches. We'll be right back. We got some information about the DEA chief. You're listening to the Power Hour. I'm Gary.
This is Josh.
We'll be right back.